The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, January 6th. It was chilly. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. There are more than 3 million people here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, have you broken any of your diet resolutions yet?
Well, now I want some chili, now you mentioned that.
It's chilly weather, isn't it? Your food investigation this week was in a primarily residential neighborhood, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was one of these places, although I drive by it a million times. I hadn't gone in since they reopened, a place called Foundation Tavern and Grill. At 5007 West Irving Park.
5007.
5007.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Chicago way of saying it.
Yeah.
5007 West Irving Park Road, and it's been a tavern and a grill for a long time, but they just reopened. I think last year, maybe 2 years ago now. I can't remember what all the pandemic stuff, but they redid the entire bar, and it's. I think it used to be kind of a dive, and now it's just this beautiful place. And my wife and I sort of stumbled on it. We were going somewhere else, and they were closed, so we went to Foundation, and we went on a Wednesday night. So before I get to the food, let me tell you, Wednesday nights, they have a great jazz trio, and they invited a couple other people for a couple songs, but it was from 7 to 10 p.m. It was very nice. We ended up staying there for 3 hours, which leads me to my first food, which is the tavern fries, because we made those last 3 hours so we can keep the table there, you know.
Oh, I get it. Nice. So what are tavern fries exactly?
Well, they're French fries with, there's some feta cheese on it, some garlic, some rosemary, and, you know, they taste great as regular fries as you start on top, and then as you get closer to the bottom, you get more garlicky and, you know, less cheesy because you're taking the cheese on the top. And so it works out real good, and you can make them last, and they lasted 3 hours, and they were just as good at the end as they were at the beginning. So
sounds like a meal.
Well, yeah, normally they would be, but not for us. I mean, that was just,
I get it.
That was just part of the meal. They also have some flatbreads there, which are like you know, small little pizzas, but really with thicker bread. It's not really a pizza. It's just flatbread with different flavors on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a couple different kinds: buffalo chicken. They also have avocado toast, which is apparently a big thing now. My daughter makes it for breakfast, you know, because it's pretty and tastes good. And
my wife always orders avocado toast. That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they also have bruschetta, and so they're really good for flatbreads, which is great for sharing when you're there with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they had grilled salmon, which because my wife can't eat flatbread, so she had the grilled salmon, and that was really good. She really enjoyed it.
Quite an extensive menu, it sounds like.
Actually, not. They only have a few things. I don't know how often they change the menu, but they had about three different. Entrees. They have a great selection of burgers. I had a very good burger too, and but they have a couple of. I think they had three or four entrees, a few appetizers. They had chicken wings too, and some burgers. So it's not a very big menu, but you know, when you're there with 5-6 people, it's enough so that everybody can get a little something and try a little something, and you can listen to some great music. They got music
Every Wednesday night, you say?
On Wednesday nights, they have the jazz trio, but on the weekends, they have other bands. Tomorrow night, I think, they have the Yacht Rockettes, which is yacht music, I guess. And next week, a U2 tribute band. I think I'm going to try and go to that.
This sounds like a very interesting spot. Foundation. Never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. It's right on Irving Park. So, yeah, all the neighborhoods around it is all residential. I will tell you a little secret, and it's until the city realizes the mistake they made, the parking out in front of Foundation is free. There's no meters.
now you've blown it, maybe. Yeah,
we had to go in there and ask the lady. And we're like, we didn't see any meters out there. Is that okay? Am I going to get a ticket?
All right. Well, we hope it stays that way.
It's in the 16th district, so somebody give me a ticket, I'd be in a lot of trouble, but still.
And now, the district you work in is which one?
It's the 16th district.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah, so it's in my district.
I see. All right. Okay. 5007 West Irving Park Foundation. And it sounds like a great looking place and a fun spot, too.
Yeah, very nice dark wood, a beautiful bar, nice people in there. The guy who was the leader of the jazz quintet, I wish I would have got his name. You should interview him. He came up and said hello to everybody when he took a break. He walked around and said hello. So it was really nice.
I'm going to stop in and get some tavern fries over there. It's our Friday Food Police feature. Lieutenant, tell us about the evidence you brought in this morning after patrolling Park Ridge.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you've realized it, but it's been cloudy and misty every day this year so far. I don't know what the record is, but
how can you forget that?
Well, it was really brought home to me yesterday when I went to pick up some macarons at Layla Love Macarons at 5510 West Higgins, because as you pull up to this place, it is bright pink. And so the misty, cloudy, foggy days kind of is your eyes just pop when you see this place. You can't miss it if you're driving up Higgins along the expressway up there in Park Ridge. So
sounds like a bright spot that we need about now.
That's right. And Layla Love is a place that we actually talked about when it first opened, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. So it was one of those places I wanted to go back and see if it was still there and check it out. And so I went there and brought in some macarons. And Layla started out learning. She helped her grandmother in her cake business in Tehran, and then she moved here, and now she teaches at Kendall College. She's writing a recipe book, and she's spreading love one macaron at a time. So
good for her. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Now there are different kinds, right? And I always call it a macaroon, but that's usually coconut, sometimes with chocolate on top. But what you're talking about is like a little sandwich kind of cookie, isn't it?
Right. It's a little French cookie. It's kind of meringue and different flavors, and they're really brightly colored. So I brought in this box with all different kinds of flavors, and so it's a it's a real pretty. It can make a great gift and bring it to a party. And so I brought some there's some lavender, some blueberry and raspberry and lemon, and
works it's like, of art.
Yeah, it really is. It's like these bright colors, and so it's great to bring home on a cloudy day. It really brightens everything up. They also make giant size macaron, like cakes for parties. You can bring them. It's the same thing, but they're just giant size.
Yeah, a cake. Wow.
Yeah, and one thing they have now that they didn't have a couple years ago was a fruit explosion, which I spelled wrong here, so you probably were wondering what that was. fruit explosion, which is a traditional French jelly candy. And they have a whole bunch of different flavors, too, of those. And those are, kids love them, or at least.
It sounds like this is a great place and also a great story behind the owner of this.
Yeah,
this
it is.
Place.
And they were very nice people. And it, like I said, really bright and cheerful. And they have like AstroTurf out in front. So obviously in the springtime and the summertime, you can have little tea parties. It reminded me of when my daughters were little and I would take them out for real tea parties. That was great fun.
Yeah. how does she say it? Layla Love?
Layla Love or Layla Love? I should have asked. I think it's Layla Love.
5510 West Higgins in Park Ridge.
Right, Leila Love.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect spot, too, to pick up a gift box if you're going to a party or something.
Right, and it's kind of an out-of-way place. It's one of those businesses I'm glad to see she's still doing good, because it's not in a place I would have thought. They obviously put a lot of effort and love into this place, and so I would love to have as many people go there as you can. It's in Park Ridge, but it's really in Chicago. It's right on the edge of the city, and it's away from the downtown Park Ridge. This is a kind of a Chicago place.
Thanks for telling us about that. 5510 West Higgins. All right. News time coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now we have some restaurant news. And before we get to a couple of things that I know you want to talk about, Lieutenant, we should mention that something that happened over the holidays that was really cool. I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a suburban Chicago taco shop out in the suburbs, and they went viral. The owner's daughter posted a message asking for customers for her mom for Christmas, and the TikTokers really came through. She said on social media, "It breaks my heart to see my mom watching the door every day, waiting for a customer to walk in." It was just a 15-second video, and it ended with her saying, "I wish I could give her customers for Christmas." And the clip went viral, 17 million views after a couple of days. And then Taco Bout Joy, that's the name of the place on Greenwood Road, just was filled up within hours. Everybody posted on social media. All of a sudden, there were long lines, and the wish came true for Christmas, kind of a holiday miracle. So I wanted to mention that. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah, the owner's daughter shared an update that while the day started out with only herself and her mom in the restaurant, their family and friends, including the owners of another suburban taco shop, Nina's Tacos in Sycamore, quickly rushed to help fulfill orders as the customers flocked in. So that's a nice story. What's on your list of restaurant news today?
Well, this week, Portillo's drive-thrus go cashless. I don't know if you've been to a Portillo's drive-thru. Portillo's drive-thru has the most efficient drive-thru. I've never actually used cash at one of their drive-thrus because they have kids all stationed all up down the line that take your orders and stuff. By the time you get up to the window, everything's just handed to you. But they're no longer going to take cash at the drive-thru. They will inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it may be also for reasons of safety too. You know, they don't want the people out there with a lot of cash. But it's a very efficient drive-through always.
Yeah, and Vice President Kamala Harris obviously was listening to us again before the holidays, and so when she came into town this week, she went to Calumet Fisheries. To, you know, we've talked about that place several times. You know. She listens, I'm sure.
I think the mayor may have pointed her in that direction, but that was cool that she stopped there. And we have a hot dog opening to report, don't we?
Well, Hot Dog Box, which closed on Milwaukee Avenue right before Christmas, is now going to open up at Urban Space this week at the Urban Space Food Hall downtown. And so that's good. They have very good hot dogs, and I'm glad to see they're still going to be opening up somewhere.
Hot Dog Box, a lot of fans, and they will be happy to find them at the Urban Space Food Hall downtown.
Yeah, if I could mention one more thing. Mm-hmm. Today's my eldest daughter, Julia's, birthday. She was a millennium baby, so she's 23 years old today, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to her.
And you still have to get her a card and a gift. Don't get out of it by doing this. But good thinking, Lieutenant. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See ya.
Hey, let's be careful out here.